Good evening. This is All India Radio and I am VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says centre is helping state governments without any discrimination. Accuses Congress of trying to divide the society. PM dedicates various developmental projects in Karnataka, also lays foundation stone for 6-lane Mysuru-Bengaluru highway. BJP wins 47 out of 75 seats in Gujarat municipal polls. Congress bags 16. CBI registers a case against Rotomac pen promoter Vikram Kothari and his family in an alleged swindling of over 3,600 crore rupees bank loan. 3 civilians injured in Pakistani firing in Udi sector of Jammu and Kashmir. Domestic share markets close in red. Sensex falls 236 points. Nifty loses 74. Christian Coleman sets a new world record in 60 meters race, running the distance in 6.34 seconds. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the central government has been helping the state governments without any discrimination. Addressing a public rally at Mysuru this afternoon, Mr. Modi accused the Congress of trying to divide the society.
Aaj kendra mein ek aisi sarkar baithi hai jo kisi bhedbhav ke bina har rajya ko vikas ke liye bal dene ke liye ho sake utna prayas karti hai. Ye chote man ke log Karnataka mein baithe hain. उनको कर्नाटक के भविष्य की चिंता नहीं है, उनको सिर्फ 1.5 फुट की अपनी कुर्सी की चिंता है. ये सैकड़ों स्क्वायर किलोमीटर के कर्नाटक की इनको चिंता नहीं है.
मिस्टर मोदी सेड द पीपल ऑफ कर्नाटका हैव टू चूज बिटवीन अ कमीशन गवर्नमेंट और अ गवर्नमेंट दैट वर्क्स इन मिशन मोड. He came down heavily against the Congress government in the state, accusing it of taking commission before executing any project or programs in the state. The Prime Minister called upon the people to work towards making an India which is just like what our freedom fighters had dreamt of.
हमारे देश के आजादी के दीवानों ने जो सपने देखे, जवानी देश के लिए खपा दी थी, कई लोग फांसी के तख्त पर चढ़ गए थे, उन्होंने माँ भारती के लिए सपने देखे. 125 करोड़ देशवासियों की ये जिम्मेवारी नहीं है कि आजादी के 75 साल आते आते हम एक ऐसा हिंदुस्तान बनाए जो हमारे आजादी के दीवानों के सपनों के अनुरूप हो.
Listing out the programs introduced by his government, the Prime Minister stressed that Mudra Yojana has created 3 crore entrepreneurs, Jan Dhan Yojana has brought marginalized sections of society into banking system, and free electricity connection to several crore families has brought them out of the 18th century life that they were leading even after 70 years of independence. Mr. Modi called upon citizens to join hands with them in creating a new India by 2022. Mr. Modi also flagged off Palace Queen Hamsafar Express in the presence of Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah. He said Hamsafar Express will boost tourism in the state. He also dedicated to the nation electrification of railway line between Mysuru and Bengaluru. The Prime Minister also declared Naganahalli Railway Station as a satellite terminal station and laid the foundation stone for 6-laning of Mysuru-Bengaluru Highway. He also inaugurated a new block of the ESI hospital in the city. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi participated in Bhagwan Bahubali Mahamastaka Abhisheka Mahotsav in Shravana Belagola. On the occasion, he also inaugurated the Bahubali General Hospital. Addressing the gathering at Shravana Belagola, the Prime Minister said, saints and seers from our land have made it a tradition to serve society and steer them in a positive direction. The strength of our society, he noted, is that we have always changed with the times and adapted well to new contexts.
भारत के संत महंत आचार्य मुनि भगवंत सब कोई जहां है जिस रूप में है समाज के लिए कुछ न कुछ भला करने के लिए कार्यरत रहते हैं. कई सामाजिक काम, शिक्षा के क्षेत्र में काम, आरोग्य के क्षेत्र में काम, व्यक्तियों को नशा से मुक्त करने के काम, ये अनेक प्रवृत्तियां हमारी इस महान परंपरा में आज भी हमारे ऋषि मुनियों के द्वारा उतना ही अथक प्रयास कर करके चल रही है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is the hotspot of digital innovation across all sectors. Inaugurating the World Congress on Information Technology at Hyderabad through video conferencing from Mysuru today, Mr. Modi said India not only possesses a growing number of innovative entrepreneurs, but it also has a growing market for tech innovation. He said Digital India has not remained merely a government initiative but has become a way of life.
Digital India had not remained merely a government initiative but has become a way of life. Technology has transcended PowerPoint presentations and has become an inseparable part of people's life. While most government initiatives depend on a government push, Digital India is succeeding because of the people's pull.
Over 2,000 delegates, including heads of IT majors, visionaries, government leaders and academia from 30 countries are taking part in the Congress being held in India for the first time. In Gujarat, the BJP got victory in the local body polls. The ruling party has won 47 municipalities out of 75. Congress has won 16 municipalities. Among the other parties, NCP and BSP got one each. In six, no one got majority, while independents got four. BJP had already won Jafarabad municipality as no party had fielded their candidate. The counting of votes for the 74 municipalities, six municipal seats and one seat of municipal corporation was held today. A BJP delegation today met Election Commission alleging that the BJP-led government in Odisha is trying to obstruct free and fair elections in the forthcoming by-election to the Bijapur assembly seats. Briefing reporters in New Delhi after meeting the commission, party spokesman Sambit Patra accused the police official of the area of acting at the behest of the BJD. Mr. Patra also demanded the commission to investigate into the matter related to recent seizure of 40 lakh rupees. A Congress delegation also met Election Commission and complained of alleged discrepancies in the voters' list for the two upcoming assembly by-polls in Madhya Pradesh. Two constituencies, Mungawli and Kolaras, will go to the polls on the 24th of this month. Talking to reporters after the meeting in New Delhi, party spokesman Randeep Surjewala alleged that there are 20,000 fake entries in the voters' list and one person's name is frigging in at least five booths. Election Commission today said the final voter turnout figure in Tripura Assembly elections stood at 89.8%. The polling for the 59 Assembly constituencies out of 60 was held yesterday until 4 p.m. The voter turnout was 74%. In the previous Assembly elections, the polling percentage was 91.82% and in the Lok Sabha poll, it was 84.32%. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has registered a case against Rotomac pen promoter Vikram Kothari and his family in connection with a case related to the alleged swindling of 3,695 crore rupees of bank loan. The case against three directors of the company, including Kothari and others, was filed on a complaint received from Bank of Baroda. The agency said the total outstanding amount of the members of the consortium of seven banks, including Bank of India, Bank of Baroda, Indian Overseas Bank and Allahabad Bank, has come to 3,695 crore rupees, including unapplied interest by siphoning off bank loans disbursed to that company. Searches were conducted at the residential and official premises of the accused at Kanpur, and a residential apartment and office premises of the accused at Delhi has been sealed. Kothari, his wife and son were questioned by the CBI in connection with the case. As raids continued for the fifth consecutive day in connection with the 11,400 crore PNB scam, the Enforcement Directorate today raided diamond merchant Nirav Modi's Mumbai residence. According to news agency PTI, ED officials searched his Samudra Mahal bungalow in South Mumbai. ED also conducted searches at 38 other locations including Mumbai, Pune, Aurangabad, Thane, Kolkata, Delhi, Lucknow, Bengaluru and Surat. In Jammu and Kashmir, three civilians were injured in Pakistani firing along the LOC in Uri sector of Baramulla district today. A police official said Pakistani forces fired indiscriminately in Churanda Silikot area of Hajipi sector in Uri general area. Indian Army gave a befitting reply to Pakistani firing. Meanwhile, gunshots were heard in Shopian area of South Kashmir during cordon and search operation. However, there were no reports of any gunfight so far. Details are awaited. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has said that UP has a lot of opportunities for investors. in an exclusive interview to AIR ahead of two-day UP Investor Summit beginning on Wednesday, the Chief Minister said the state under the new leadership has regained its credibility among investors. He said the summit is being organized to take forward the state on the path of development. Mr. Adityanath said that government has done a lot of work in the last 10 months and that is why investors are getting interested to invest in Uttar Pradesh.
पिछले 10 महीनों के दौरान जो प्रयास हमारी सरकार ने किया है उस सरकार के सार्थक परिणाम सामने आए हैं लोगों में एक विश्वास जगा है देश के बड़े बड़े उद्योगपति और इन्वेस्टर उत्तर प्रदेश के अंदर निवेश करने में रुचि दिखा रहा है और आज उसी का परिणाम है कि पिछले 10 महीनों के दौरान पहली बार उत्तर प्रदेश के अंदर किसी सरकार ने निवेश और रोजगार की दृष्टि से अपनी जो योजनाएं तय की हैं हम लोग अब तक लगभग 14 से 15 अलग अलग फोकस सेक्टर की पॉलिसी अपनी तय कर चुके हैं उनको हमने जारी कर दिया है
Union Communication and IT Minister Ravishankar Prasad has said the proposed data privacy bill will be drafted soon after the high-level committee submits its report. Addressing a press conference on the sidelines of the ongoing World Congress on Information Technology in Hyderabad today, the minister said wide consultations are underway in this regard. He said India is one of the largest emerging digital markets in the world.
The biggest footprint of Facebook in India, the biggest number of WhatsApps in India. India is the third biggest startup movement in the world because India is a big emerging digital market and therefore all the digital companies are coming to India in a big way.
In Tamil Nadu, a 22-year-old techie was sentenced to death by a Mahila court in Kanchipuram on being found guilty of sexually assaulting and murdering a 6-year-old girl. He was also found guilty for the murder of his own mother. Dashwant, a mechanical engineer, sexually assaulted the 6-year-old Hasini and brutally murdered her in February last year. Challans amounting to 54 crore rupees have been issued under the Clean Air campaign during the first week of its launch. The campaign has been jointly launched by Ministry of Environment and Delhi Government on the 10th of this month. Environment Ministry in a statement said 70 teams constituted under the campaign visited various areas of the city and so far reported 4,347 cases of violation. The teams issued challans in around 1,900 cases. The News Services Division of All India Radio in its weekly bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak tonight will bring you a discussion on National Clean Air Program. The Sensex today declined to close below 34,000 mark, extending previous session losses as sentiments were marred by loan fraud cases in the PSU banks. A report.
The Sensex at Bombay Stock Exchange fell 236 points or 0.69% to 33,775. Similarly, Nifty at the National Stock Exchange lost 74 points or 0.71% to 10,378. Gold prices today gained 50 rupees to 31,800 rupees per 10 grams at the bullion market, New Delhi. Silver also climbed 225 rupees to 39,975 rupees per kilogram. And global oil prices today hit their highest level in nearly 2 weeks. Brent crude futures were at $65.29 per barrel, up 45 cents when reports last came in. With Sanjeev Kumar Singh, this is V. Ravi Kumar for AIR News.
Christian Coleman has set up a new world record in the 60 meters race. The world silver medalist ran the distance in 6.34 seconds at the U.S. Indoor National Championships in Albuquerque, New Mexico yesterday. Fellow American Morris Green had held the record of 6.39 seconds for 20 years. The 21-year-old Coleman, who won the 100-meter silver medal at last year's World Championships in London, will now lead the American team to next month's IAAF World Indoor Championships in England. And now, before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Centre is helping state governments without any discrimination, accuses Congress of trying to divide the society. PM dedicates various developmental projects to Karnataka, also lays foundation stone for 6-lane Mysuru-Bengaluru highway. BJP wins 47 out of 75 seats in Gujarat municipal polls. Congress bags 16. CBI registers a case against Rotomac pen promoter Vikram Kothari and his family in alleged swindling of over 3,600 crore rupees bank loan. 3 civilians injured in Pakistani firing in Udi sector of Jammu and Kashmir. Domestic share markets close in red. Sensex falls 236 points. Nifty loses 74. Christian Coleman sets a new world record in 60 meters race, running the distance in 6.34 seconds. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.